Indiana has one of the highest smoking rates in the country. Nearly 1 in 5 Hoosiers smoke. A new statewide policy makes it easier for smokers to get medication to help them quit. But Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports that some people want the state to do more.
On one side of 10th Street in Sheridan, Indiana, is a store that sells e-cigarettes and cannabis-derived oil, known as CBD. On the other side sits one of the pharmacies that is taking part in the state's new policy. It allows pharmacists to give out the medication without a doctor's prescription. Pharmacist Lindsay Angelotti is sorting pills as she gets ready to open. She wasn't surprised to see a vaping store open across the street.
Just makes me more powerful in this community as a member of promoting positive health interactions.
She says the new state policy could make a difference in Sheridan, a town in northernmost Hamilton County. Smoking rates are high, and that leads to serious lung problems, including those known as COPD.
We do dispense a lot of inhalers and have a lot of asthma, COPD issues, so definitely smoking cessation is a need in our community for sure.
State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box says increased access to medications such as Chantix will help Hoosiers be healthier. And that will help in other areas too, like lowering maternal and infant mortality rates.
So Indiana has a huge issue with smoking. When you look at health overall, smoking is the single most preventable cause of death and disease in our state.
There are around 6,500 licensed pharmacists statewide, and 70 to 80% of them will participate in the new state program, the Indiana Pharmacist Association estimates. Mike Ripley is the Vice President of Health and Policy for the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, and he says getting people to quit smoking is also a great way to save money. Some estimates say businesses spend $6 billion, yes, billion, dollars a year on smoking-related health costs and lost productivity.
Now, we wouldn't do away with that completely, but I think having less people smoking definitely would impact those numbers considerably.
The new policy from Governor Eric Holcomb may help people stop smoking, but it likely won't keep people from starting in the first place. That's where the chamber and others would like to see the state do more. The chamber has pushed state lawmakers for preventative measures like increasing the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21 and raise the 99-cent tax on a pack of cigarettes. Neither has happened. Here's Ripley.
Unbeknownst to us, we thought this would be the easiest thing to go after, but it's been the most difficult.
Ripley says Indiana's poor health rankings have extended consequences.
We have done so well when it comes to making this a great tax state, a business climate. But when it comes to health, we have employers that say, how's come our healthcare costs in Indiana are higher than they are elsewhere?
The 2020 legislative session doesn't seem promising, Ripley says.
We're going to continue to push it, but we don't think, honestly, there's not going to be a tax increase this session. I don't know that there will be the appetite there because it's going to be an election year.
So for the time being, a lot rests on the new state policy on medications. How many people will participate in the new state program, it remains to be seen. Smoking a cigarette on the curb of Memorial Monument in downtown Indianapolis, 21-year-old Samuel Daniels says he started smoking at 15. He hadn't heard of the new policy, but doesn't plan on quitting anytime soon.
Because I'd rather do what I want to do rather than, like, stop completely. Because I have this, like, no-care attitude towards anything. So I guess that's just, like, my point of view on it. But other people might actually just, like, want to quit but can't.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.